American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A 30-year-old Virginia man has been arrested and accused of planting two pipe bombs outside both the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters before the January 6th Capitol protest almost 5 years ago. FBI Director Kash Patel suggests more details will soon be revealed about how the suspect was able to put together the bomb threat.
Generally speaking, and not stylizing the evidence in this case, you got to go out and buy pipes. You got to go out and buy end caps. You got to go out and buy sulfur. You got to go out and buy wires. Then you got to figure out how to put that all together successfully.
The Trump administration is increasing its travel ban. His original number prohibited travel from 19 nations. But now Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says this number will rise to over 30.
The president is continuing to evaluate countries. Listen, if they don't have a stable government there, if they don't have a country that can sustain itself and tell us who those individuals are and help us vet them, why should we allow people from that country to come here to the United States?
Police arrested a suspect they accuse of setting a man on fire in the New York City subway. Alexis McAdams has the latest in New York.
The police here say a teen lit this sleeping homeless man right on fire and just watched him burn on a New York City subway earlier this week. It's a terrible story we're following. Investigators arrested this guy, Haram Carrero, for attempted murder, arson, assault, and other charges. The 18-year-old New Yorker kept his head down. He didn't say a word. He was led away in handcuffs there. The arrest comes after a four-day manhunt for this person who was caught on camera Monday morning standing there on the subway platform at New York's Penn Station. He walked onto the train, lit this homeless man on fire, and just walked off.
The Supreme Court is allowing the challenged Texas congressional redistricting plan to be used in next year's election. The map is favorable to Republicans and was pushed by President Trump. The justices acted Thursday on an emergency request from Texas for quick action because qualifying in the new districts already has begun with primary elections in March. Meanwhile, a new member of Congress gives the Republican House majority a boost.
The House of Representatives breakdown is 220 Republicans and 213 Democrats following the swearing-in of Tennessee GOP Congressman Matt Van Epps. However, the increased majority for Republicans will be short-lived as Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene plans to resign on January 5th, meaning Republicans can only lose two votes on any party-line vote until Greene's seat is filled through a special election. Democrats have two vacancies that have yet to be filled by special elections. Texas's Sylvester Turner passed away while in office, while Mikey Sherrill resigned after being elected the governor of New Jersey. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Opinions are mixed on the Trump administration's announcement regarding fuel economy standards.
The Sierra Club said that gutting the corporate average fuel economy standards will make cars burn more gas and American families burn more cash by having to fill up more often. The Sierra Club also has concerns about what this means for the environment. But President Trump said something must be done for consumers, and Larry Behrens of Power the Future agreed.
I think it's an absolutely critical announcement, not just for freedom of choice, letting Americans buy the car that they want to buy, but it's also going to drive down prices for the cars that we buy. You know, when the government put their fingers on the scale and said, you have to include these components, you have to continually put technology that American consumers weren't really asking for, that's done nothing but drive up prices. And that is something that the Biden administration may not have cared about, but the Trump administration definitely does. And so I'm excited that car manufacturers get to respond to what their customers want versus what Washington wants.
I'm Chris Woodward.
And finally, a reminder, Medicare open enrollment wraps up this weekend. More from Jessica Rosenthal.
The ability for Medicare recipients to change their current plans ends Sunday. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says 69.3 million people, mostly over the age of 65, are enrolled in Medicare, with a little more than half enrolled in Medicare Advantage or other health plans. 81% of them have Part D coverage, which is prescription drug coverage one can buy provided by a private insurer but approved by Medicare. Among the changes for 2026, certain drugs will cost less, but Medicare is also trying out a six-state pilot program where recipients will be subject to prior authorization demands.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.